From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker is giving Greece until Sunday to reach a new bailout agreement to stave off financial ruin. Juncker is angry that Greek officials showed up in an emergency meeting in Brussels Tuesday without a detailed proposal.
The Greek government was not capable to do this tonight, has to tell us where they are heading.
Juncker says the Commission is prepared for all possible scenarios, including a Greek exit from the European Union and the Eurozone. The Turkish military says it's detained hundreds of people for illegally entering the country from Syria, some of them suspected militants from the self-proclaimed Islamic State. NPR's Deborah Amos reports that Turkey recently sent extra troops and military hardware to its border.
Turkey has long been accused in the West of lax security across a long border with Syria, which became a so-called jihadi highway for militants who wanted to join the Islamic State. But the open border was also an escape route for more than 2 million Syrian refugees, which Turkey has absorbed. In recent weeks, the Turks appear to have tightened border security, even shutting down smuggling routes, according to Syrians who depend on the trade. Turkey also deployed extra troops along the frontier. Turkey is concerned about ISIS advances, but also fears the success of Syrian Kurds against ISIS. Turkey's president said his country would never allow an independent Kurdish state on the Turkish border. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Istanbul.
President Obama has hosted a meeting with the head of Vietnam's Communist Party just days before the two countries celebrate 20 years of normalized relations. More from NPR's Jackie Northam.
This is the first time one of Vietnam's Communist Party chiefs has made a visit to the White House. Secretary General Nguyen Phu Trong is the most senior figure in Vietnam's leadership. His visit is seen as an opportunity for the Obama administration to nurture an important ally as part of its re-engagement strategy in Asia. Obama and Trong discussed trade, security, and resolving maritime disputes in the South China Sea. Vietnam is concerned about Chinese aggression in the area, which is rich in oil and gas. Obama and Trong also discussed their differences, such as human rights and freedom of religion. The communist leader's visit to Washington also includes a dinner hosted by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
The State Department says the detentions of 100 peaceful activists in Cuba this week will not disrupt plans to reopen embassies in Havana and Washington later this month. Spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. can advance its human rights agenda by opening up channels of official engagement. Stocks in Hong Kong and Shanghai are down around 4% at this hour, despite emergency measures by Chinese regulators and on worries about Greece. This is NPR News. Authorities in northern Idaho are warning hundreds of homeowners that they may have to evacuate at a moment's notice. Fire crews are still trying to battle the so-called Cape Horn blaze. Around 200 residents of an affluent lakeside community near Bayview were told to leave Monday after the fire scorched over 1,300 acres of mountain forest. The blaze broke out Sunday. Local media reports say it is now at least a third contained. In Saskatchewan, Canada, hundreds of troops are joining the battle against wildfires raging in the northern part of the province. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the soldiers are arriving as more than 100 fires continue to burn there, many of them close to communities.
Soldiers from the Canadian 3rd Division began streaming into the city of Prince Albert on Monday for a crash course in firefighting. About 600 military personnel will be deployed on the fire lines by Wednesday, many of them near the town of LaRange, which is one of the worst hit areas. Others will provide logistical support. Officials say as many as 900 more soldiers could be deployed if conditions change. Along with the extra manpower, more aircraft are joining the fight, including an S-64 crane helicopter from Montana, one of the largest firefighting helicopters in North America. More than 13,000 people have now been forced to leave their homes in northern Saskatchewan. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
In New York, a federal judge has ordered Time Warner to pay an Irving, Texas woman almost $230,000 for making 153 robocalls. The woman says she was harassed even after complaining about the calls. A spokesman for Time Warner says the company is now reviewing its options. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News in Washington.